Children's Movement for Peace and to promote the child rights election, which became known as the Children's Mandate for Peace and Rights.
Okay, let's go over what happened at the workshop. First, the kids talked about the violence that is tearing their towns apart. Next, they learned about other war-torn countries like Mozambique in Africa and discovered how children there are fighting for their rights. And finally, the kids came up with ideas for improving the situation in Colombia. They decided they wanted to create places where their voices could be heard and to spread the word to other kids about what they could do to push for their rights and work for peace. When they put all their ideas and plans together, the kids had created the Children's Movement for Peace. Let's continue reading on page 22 near the top where it says, "I was so excited when I returned to Agua Chica."
I was so excited when I returned to Agua Chica. A whole new way of seeing the future seemed to have opened up. I believed that if children from all over Colombia worked together, we could change our country. Many people in Agua Chica were discouraged by the renewed violence, but I kept talking about this new children's movement that was going to grow right across the country. I could see that what I was saying even gave some of the adults hope. They listened carefully, and then, often, they would say, "I want to help you. Tell me what I can do." They trusted me. So many lies have been told in my country for so many years that people do not know what or who to believe anymore. They cannot always trust the newspapers, the radio or television, the politicians, the armed groups, but when they hear children talking about the violence and the way it affects us and how we want peace, somehow they know they are hearing the truth. 4 weeks after I returned to Agua Chica, our horse trainer,